97.9 The Hill, WCHL, Rod Stutz here on your radio, 844 on Friday morning, and we have a new regular interview on this show. I am so excited about it. It's the last day of every month. You get to hear What's Up at the Forest, presented by The Forest at Duke, a community that encourages you to keep growing. Now, since its opening in 1902, The Forest has given residents of retirement age the opportunity to keep exploring independently by enhancing their ability to lead purposeful, active, healthy, and sick lives. Nestled in the beautiful central part of North Carolina, over 800 residents from 30 chosen to call The Forest home over the past 5 years. Now, in addition to all of that, The Forest at Duke also sponsors our Freddie Kiger trivia quiz every morning a little before 7 a.m. So we have a lot of fun with that. Go to forestduke.org if you'd like to find out more about what they're doing. Now, on What's Up in the Forest, you'll meet a resident or a special guest, which brings me to my special guest in here today. Alexandra Schaefer, HR manager, and April Ravelli, director of sales and marketing at The Forest at Duke. And first of all, good to have you back, April.
Thanks for having me again.
Alex, let me ask you a question. How would you describe the team member experience at The Forest at Duke? We're talking about the people who work there.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us. So our culture, I would definitely describe as a culture of care presence every single day as team members. The Forest caring for our team members. We have what we know as the Forest Way. It consists of 14 different behaviors created by team members for team members. Mm-hmm. We have 7 different departments, but we're all really one big part of a team. I would also say that The Forest is all about the team member. For example, Duke picks up about 80% of benefit premiums for our team members.
My goodness.
We also offer things such as adoption assistance, things that go beyond just the team member, but their family as well.
Yeah, wow. It sounds like a terrific place to live with a lot of benefits, or a terrific place to work, I should say. And I guess if you work there, you might feel like you live there sometimes. But April, the Forest at Duke has such an inspiring mission,
That's right. One
that cares for both the residents and staff alike.
That's right.
How does this sort of company culture in the way that you communicate with and serve your community?
I mean, it's 100% involved, right? And so our team members love working at The Forest. Our residents love living at The Forest. But even more, we enjoy Durham and the Triangle as a whole. Mm-hmm. So we work with about 20 different nonprofit partners every year. We give out funding to help serve their missions and visions and help our community. And it's just a great place to work, to live, and be involved.
April, I know that so many people retire to the Triangle in general,
and
certainly Durham is a wonderful spot for folks to retire from, not only all over the country, all
That's
over
right.
the world.
Yeah.
You probably really enjoy going out and talking to people about this place.
I do, yeah. And it's, 65 years old is the earliest you can move in, and then mm-hmm. do. And it's wonderful to see them, fully retire. You don't have that home to care about. You don't have to worry about your roof whenever you're traveling. You can see the world. We're going to take your house while you're gone. And then when you're here, we have so many, over 400 different activities a month to keep you engaged and having fun. So it's a great place to live.
That's so important, all of that. A lot of people think retirement means you got to sit on the front porch and in a rocking chair all the time and do nothing, or sit on the couch, watch TV, and
That's
eat
right.
tuna fish out of a can. But a lot of your residents, I know, travel all over the place.
They do, and I think we have some folks right now in Antarctica.
Wow.
We have some folks that are at Machu Picchu. And I think they would tell you that their only complaint is that there are too many things to do at The Forest. And so they often have two conflicting things they want to do at the same time.
Some of these people might say, I got to go back to work so I can get some rest. Alex, I know that you just kind of touched on some of the benefits that The Forest at Duke offers for employees. But what are some of the other benefits that that are there for team members?
So we create a one-of-a-kind work experience, The Forest at Duke, for our team members. One example would be our Total Wellbeing Program.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies refer to this as a wellness program, but there's so many dimensions of wellness, that Total Wellbeing. You could come into work one day, and we might have a badminton challenge, or you might be offered free health screenings at work, or we might have an on-air massage day for team members. We also have what is known as Forest Learn. It's on-site free courses for our team members. You could come in and could take a course on, for example, public speaking, business basics, or maybe even learn a little bit more about Microsoft Office programs.
Yeah.
On top We've got an on-site cafe with amazing food, so many choices. We have an unbeatable retirement program for our team members as far as being...
Sounds absolutely terrific.
It's wonderful. Generous paid time off, employee assistance programs, referral and bonus programs. We also have scholarship grants and reimbursement programs for tuition education as well. On-site 24-hour fitness center. There's just so much that I could name.
Yeah, talked a lot about the benefits of living at the Forest at Duke, and it's great to have you here to talk about some of the benefits of actually working there, because I know that you have a lot of employees who tend to stay and enjoy their jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, for folks who are interested, how can they get more information about working or living at the Forest at Duke? April?
That's right. We would invite them to visit our website. So it's forestduke.org, and right at the top of the page, you can find more information about becoming a team member, or if you would like more information about potentially living with us at the Forest one day, it's all there.
Well, is there anything else, Alex or April, that you'd like to share with our listeners today who don't know about the Forest at Duke?
Well, we're just excited to be here with you guys all summer. We're going to have some excitings coming up, some events in the fall that we're excited to invite folks to. So we just say look forward to meeting with you again, and look for us and check out our website. Update it often.
Alex, anything else you want to add?
We're hiring.
So if you're interested in a job at a good place, then what you need to do is just go to forestduke.org and find out about that there as well. There will be a connection. So thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning on What's Up at the Forest, presented by the Forest at Duke, where people of retirement age never stop growing, asking, imagining, and are always keeping life interesting and something forward to every day. It never gets boring. ForestDuke.org is where you go to find out more.